Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown groups. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Isley Brothers, Gladstein the Pips, the Temptations, the Andantes, DeBarge, the Elgins, and the Contours. Well, first up this half hour, the Supremes and Up the Ladder to the Roof, right here on Motown Memories.
And underneath the night, we try and guide you to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid.
Climb the ladder to the roof,
where we can see heaven much better.
Ah!
Motown memory from Last Night in the Pips, I Don't Want to Do Wrong, and that reached number 17 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1971. Before that, the Isley Brothers and Take Some Time Out for Love, reaching number 66 from 1966. And we started this half hour with the Supremes, Up the Ladder to the Roof, number 10 from 1970. That was their first top 40 song after Diana Ross had left the group, and the Supremes consisted of Gene Terrell, Cindy Birdsong, and Mary Wilson. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown groups. Well, coming up, The Temptations with I Know I'm Losing You. Well, I Know I'm Losing You was a 1966 hit single. It was produced by Norman Whitfield, and it was written by Norman Whitfield, Eddie Holland, and Cornelius Grant. At that time, the song was another step away from the group Softer Records recorded with Smokey Robinson as producer, a change that Norman Whitfield had begun with Ain't Too Proud to Beg earlier in the same year. Well, I Know I'm Losing You features a much more dramatic arrangement than most contemporary Motown songs. A rock-style guitar riff that was devised by Temptations' road manager and director Cornelius Grant, who also co-wrote this song. It also featured sharp horn blasts and the Temptations' doo-wop vocals. Well, lead vocals on this song was by David Ruffin, and background vocals by Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, and Otis Williams. Guitar was by Cornelius Grant, and all the other instrumentation was by the Funk Brothers. Well, here are the Temptations with I Know I'm Losing You right here on Motown Memories.
Your love is fading. I can feel your love fading. Girl, Yahoo.com.
Barge with Time Will Reveal, and I reached number 18 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1983. Before that, the Andantes and a catchy tune like a nightmare. It didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1964. The Andantes were a female backup group that were heard on many Motown songs during the 1960s. And we start with The Temptations, and I Know I'm Losing You, number 8 from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown groups. Well, coming up, the Elgins, and Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown Memories.
I've cried through many endless nights, just holding my pillow tight. Then you came into my lonely days with your tender, loving, sweet ways. Now I don't know where you come from, baby. Don't know where you've been, baby. Heaven must have sent you into my.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Contours with Shake Sherry, and they reached number 43 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1962. They had a total of 12 45s on the Motown record label, but only one reached top 40, and that was the classic Do You Love Me. It reached top 40 twice. In 1962, it reached number 3, and in 1988, it reached number 11, as was featured in the movie soundtrack Dirty Dancing. And we start with the Elgins and Heaven Must Have Sent You. It reached number 50 in 1966, but number 3 in the UK in 1971. Well, this hour, we featured all Motown groups. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.